USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Select Committee investigating the January 6 Capitol Hill attack is holding a hearing Tuesday afternoon about former President Donald Trump's efforts to pressure state officials to turn their electoral votes in his favor. Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers responds to California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff's questions about the former president's claims that Bowers told Trump he won Arizona.
Anywhere, anyone, anytime has said that I said the election was rigged, that would not be true.
And when the former president in his statement today claimed that you told him that he won Arizona, is that also false?
That is also false.
As mortgage rates go up, the National Association of Realtors is reporting home sales fell 3.4% in May. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Supreme Court rules in favor of school choice.
The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that religious schools cannot be excluded from a main program that offers tuition aid for private education, a decision that could ease religious organizations' access to taxpayer money. The biggest effect of the court's 6-3 decision beyond Maine will be neighboring Vermont, which has a similar program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The trial for the black nationalist accused of killing white people attending a Christmas parade will stay in Waukesha, Wisconsin. A judge Monday denied Daryl Brooks Jr.'s request for a change of venue, the judge saying she will instead expand the jury pool in order to find a fair jury in the case. Brooks is charged with murder and over 80 other counts after police say he allegedly drove through a Christmas parade in downtown Waukesha last November. Six people died and more than 60 others were hurt. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
At the White House, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says Russia has a strong blockade against Ukrainian exports in the Black Sea.
President Putin is, no kidding, weaponizing food. Let's just call it what it is. He's weaponizing food.
He says the president is discussing a range of options with leaders around the world to figure out how to end the blockade. The United Nations warns that vulnerable countries could face a hunger crisis if there is a grain shortage. Disciplinary action is taken after the police leaked the death of a celebrity.
Two deputies with the Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida have been suspended for the next couple of weeks without pay for leaking the news of comedian Bob Saget's death before his family was alerted. One of the deputies told his brother about the death after responding to the scene. The brother then posted the information on social media, according to the investigation report. The other deputy wasn't on duty, nor was he involved in the death investigation when he told his neighbor about Saget's passing. Saget died back in January at the age of 65, following an accidental blow to the head, likely from a fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Former NFL quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick is joining the Amazon Prime Thursday night football team. Former defensive back Richard Sherman became part of the broadcast team earlier this month, joining Hall of Fame tight end Tony Gonzalez. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.